Hi, this is a dictation from Maimuna Ashraf, A-M-A-M-O-O-N-A. Last name is Ashraf, A-F-H-R-A-F. Date of birth is 9/25/83. Date of service is 8/29/2024. Chief complaint, severe pain in the neck and lower back. The pain is shooting down to the left leg. The pains have been going on for the last 2 years. Worse on sitting, getting up, and walking. Mother had the same issues, most likely arthritis. No obvious cause is reported. No accident, fall, slip, or car accident. These pains are continuous and are described as sharp. They are from 3 to 4 to 9 to 10 in a scale of 1 to 10, and ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, lying down, and improved by rest, medication, walking, driving, according to the patient. These pains are basically from the lower back, is shooting down to the left leg posteriorly in S1S2 dermatome fashion, and it starts when patient is trying to get up suddenly. Right leg doesn't have any radiation, and upper extremities also do not have any radiation of pain from the neck. The patient has had various X-rays, MRIs, and they are brought in today with this recording. Patient reports of slight muscle weakness of the left leg and losing balance on walking and getting up. No bladder bowel incontinence is reported. No accident is reported, no TBI symptom, no headaches. Please review the chart for the system review for a surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, and job is patient is a housewife. Legal history, none. Personal history from their charts, ADLs from the charts. The patient has a past treatment history. She reports that she has been to orthopedic surgeon who did not do any surgery or any injections. She went to a pain clinic where some injections were given, toradol injections and painkillers. Physical therapy, patient has done 25 therapies in one sitting and then 10 more. She has had massage. 33 visits to the chiropractor have not brought any relief. And patient has also seen a neurologist, no relief with any of the symptoms. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 141/98. Pulse is 88. And pulse ox is 98. And height is 5'2". Weight is 147. A 40-year-old Pakistani woman of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic, sitting comfortably, patient is well-built, well-nourished. Dehydration is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. And patient is able to walk well, mobile, independent, without any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, and musculoskeletal examination. They are all found to be completely normal. Only exception is that the patient has a tenderness of the left SI joint. The range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal, with forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, extension, and bilateral rotation is 80. Similarly, lumbar spine range of motion is normal, and in the detailed examination, cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. And Sperling sign is negative. Lerma test is negative. Sotoval test is negative. Dissection test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Bridges chronic test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. GAMP test is positive. Levinsky sign is negative. Breger test is negative. SI joint, the left SI joint is tender with a positive paper test on the left side and Gunson test positive on the left side. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Distraction test is negative. Iliac compression test and standing flexion test is negative. The examination of the extremities is completely normal. No positive finding in any of the extremities. Diagnosis. In general, Z79.891. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, M54.12, S13.4, XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, M54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, S33.5, XXA, M54.17. The plan of care for Mamuna Ashraf is from the template. The diagnosis, the treatment plan is as follows. Patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for healing and pain relief, anti-inflammatory, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for strong protection, neuron pain 600 mg twice a day for nerve damage and neuropathy pain, or Orotrim 50 mg every 8 hour, PRN 90 tablets are provided for pain relief. Patient is advised to have physical therapy along with laser treatment. Evaluation and treatment 2 times per week for 8 weeks. At her choice place. Laser treatment, chiropractic treatment can continue if she likes. Patient is advised about yoga, meditation, home exercise plan, yes. Non-pharmacological modality, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, yes. The MRI for the lumbar spine shows that the patient had a MRI done on July 19, 2024, and at L3-4 there is a very mild degenerative facet changes. L4, L5, minimal disc bulge, central disc herniation, facet osteoarthropathy, ligament of flavum hypertrophy, very mild central canal stenosis. In L5-SM, there is a broad-based central disc herniation, facet degenerative changes, which abuts does not appear to displace the S1 nerve root, and a mild central canal stenosis. In addition, left SI joint is clinically affected on examination. Interventional pain procedure, patient will benefit from LESI times 4 to 6 for relieving the pain, and also facet joint injection to L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 in addition. Left SI joint injection times 2, and surgical options will be considered later on after the failure of LESI injection. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigation, none. Past medical records are being requested to release. DME, patient already has all the DMEs. Education is yes. Weightless program, none needed. Disability, yes. Patient is not to lift heavy weights. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.